This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1447 of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40-ish minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor for up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts. And you can chat with us in the Discord server. Today on this show, we've got insane mugshots, homeless people in the Supreme Court, freaks, robot butlers, gigantic penises in the soft corner, puppet murderers, seagull competitions, and much more.
Holy crap, Will.
Yeah. Good lineup.
All that in 35 minutes.
The whole Sheboygan.
Yeah. This might be our best show ever. You just kind of put it on us there. Yeah.
Well, that's the stories you guys brought together. It wasn't me. You did that. All right, so congrats to you.
Wasn't me, it was us.
It was us.
And the listeners. We win together. Together we win. Okay.
Well, should we just us them right away since we have 12 stories?
Probably so.
Yeah. Us me.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to bring back a segment we haven't done in a while. The soft.
Sitting in the corner of the Macho Man Randy Savage is quite an honor.
Yeah. Soft corner. This soft corner. Very special story coming out of the UK. Guys, this incredibly... Oh, I didn't load my pictures. Hang on 1 second.
Oh,
describe it to us.
He's a schlub. He's a schlub.
Okay. Think schlub.
Okay.
Tony schlub.
I don't think you can think schlub hard enough when I pull up this picture.
How many, like, moles on the face? Facial.
There he is.
Oh, God.
None, but... fucking schlub.
Yeah. It's the weak chin. It's the weak chin that really... I mean, I'm a fat guy, so I know I got the double chin, but I at least have one that sticks out on
top
of the fat.
Put him back up. Yeah, he looks like Dax Shepard playing...
I was about to say.
Yeah, right? He looks like Dax Shepard with the best Hollywood makeup artist playing the biggest schlub of all time.
Well, you know how Dax Shepard...
Dax Shepard in a fat suit, yeah.
Dax Shepard squeaked into Hollywood. Like, you know, he's like not traditionally attractive as a leading man, but he squeaked in.
Yeah.
He's barely there. This guy's
you know what he'd look like. If he let himself
on drugs, Dax Shepard.
Yeah,
Dax Shepard. If he didn't get sober.
Yeah.
Right.
And he looks a little British too. Is he British?
Yes. Mm. Yes, he is very British.
Oh wow. British.
He's 40-year-old Matt Barr, and Matt was recently on the popular morning British talk show called This Morning. It was very clever, and Matt went on the show to bring awareness to what he says is a very sad situation he lives with every day, one that has brought him embarrassment, bullying, and shame in his life, right? But it's no fault of his own. You see, Matt Barr was given a gift from God that many men can only dream of, a giant, girthy, record-setting penis.
I knew it was his dick. I didn't want to say anything, but I knew it was related to his dick.
That schlub has a hammer.
That schlub has a hammer. Look at him.
A record-setting penis?
Record-setting. Record-setting penis.
Award-winning penis.
Misshapen, though. Like an eggplant. Yeah. Like it's not.
Just like him. It's ugly, but it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know I don't know what it looks like.
Wes, live comment. Bulls Deep Hook says, that's Wes with long hair and no glasses. Changed my mind.
Oh, come on. LOL. I don't look anything like that guy.
Oh, no. My nose is way bigger. It's a story for you.
Do you know how when they grow a gigantic pumpkin?
Yeah, you don't look like that guy.
It kind of like gets out of the realm of like being an attractive pumpkin. And,
right.
You know, it's all for size. I bet that's what his dong looks like. Not like a giant pumpkin, but if you applied that to a dick.
Yeah, it's probably pretty lumpy.
He unfurls it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be huge if it's won awards, records.
Well,
do we lose Will?
Will's frozen. Okay. He's frozen in thought. Keep going.
Oh, no, no, no. I was saying it's got to be huge if it's won awards. Sorry, my internet. I forgot to turn my Wi-Fi
unlike
off.
Your internet.
Who gives my awards? Wi-Fi.
So he claims that number one, we'll get into it. I'll tell you a little bit more. I just don't want to jump out of orders. So this schlub of a man might not look much with his, you know, clothes on, but when he's naked, he turns into a superhero. And it's
Can I stop you, Wes?
Yeah.
Now, is it like a fishing competition? Do they weigh these things?
They measure them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. He turns really, into a superhero. Like,
holding it up on a string, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, doctors measure it.
Yeah.
Doctors measure it and then they give you the official verified length. So,
okay.
I'm just going to skip that joke because it's gone now. The UK, according
to... You had a fishing joke?
No, I had a superhero joke. Oh, but yeah, it's now announced.
Hold on. Wind
we got
up,
weights and dicks.
Yeah, we got weights and dicks, Wes.
Wind it up. Just pretend we never said anything.
See, this schlub of a man might not look like much with clothes on, but when he's naked, he turns into superhero, the girthy guardian. Okay? Who's only... Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Whose only superpower is immediately emasculating every man in the room with his 12-inch cock, which is officially recognized as the world's largest penis in the UK and the world, according to his website, the largest verified penis in the world. But Matt doesn't act like a superhero. In fact, he acts the exact opposite of how you might expect a man with a 12-inch erect cock to act. And now he's going around lamenting publicly in front of the whole world. Huh. Trying to get sympathy and understanding for how hard it is to live with such a gift from God. Listen to this ungrateful bastard tell the hosts of the morning show how hard it is to live with the ultimate penis.
All that, though, okay. Here's a question for you. Something that many men wish for, but for Matt Barr being well endowed, has affected his entire life.
Matt has Britain's biggest penis, measuring over 12 inches by the rest, which is more than double the average size.
It's but a local gift, news though, show. Matt's large penis comes with some equally large challenges, and he joins us now to discuss some of those. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Many people would observe this and the idea of being well endowed being a bit of a dream, but for you it can be a nightmare, is that right?
Yes, I think people have, you know, it's a very insalubrious topic to bring up, so I think people have learnt a lot of myths from pornography and stuff where they don't realise the implications that it would have when you're actually living with the situation on a day-to-day basis.
When did you first realise that perhaps you had a little bit more than some of your classmates or some of your teammates in a sports team or something like that?
I mean, predictably, it was in the showers at school. I think that's when everyone has the first encounter with what anyone else looks like. So I sort of grew up as well before the internet as well, so there wasn't even any real expectation of that stuff. And then had a book that my parents gave me about sex education. Mm. And then I sort of compared myself to the book and I was larger, soft than the book said, that was normal erect at that point. That is, how do you deal with that? People will make fun of you or, you know, for being a freak, whatever the element is, even if it's something that's beneficial in life in some ways.
They'll make fun of you.
It is not what people want. Yeah. People want to just be normal.
Yes.
There is, I mean, so look, we've got this ruler with a
shirt. Wear a smaller button down shirt. Matt.
So this essentially is
how big this your whole outfit is too small.
Oh, yeah, obviously the thickness is a lot bigger, but yes.
And of course, we're not taking into the girl.
This is the real issue.
So the practicalities of something like
that,
as much as you might go, gosh, it would be amazing to be so well endowed. Yeah. What is the reality of that for you, Matt?
I mean, the reality is you just have to consider it. It's obviously, I want to say, you know, it's the biggest problem in the world right now. Of course, it's not. But it's just something that affects you in a way that people don't think about.
Matt, pull it out, Matt. Matt,
I have a 12-inch cock.
He's doing that on purpose.
Was anyone else Googling to make sure that was a real TV show while that clip was happening? Because
he had the ruler.
What the fuck was that, dude?
Whose
segment idea was that?
Dude, that's the same show. They have like two different morning shows. It's always like a guy and a girl, and it's the same one. Remember, they brought out the guy that dressed like a Dalmatian, but with like a leather suit.
Right, dude.
Look at how embarrassed or taken aback the female host is when he pulls out the ruler, and then watch Matt's little look over at her, like, yeah, she wants it. Watch
yep.
it.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah,
you want it. Yeah, he glanced.
That's why he went on the show.
Yeah. Well, so Matt popped up due to this tragic tale.
12 inches is this.
Yeah.
Above my hand on the ruler.
Dude,
It makes you want to get a visual aid.
Flaccid, Matt's saying he's got.
Yeah. Well, here's a picture. This is his website. So he's whining. He's on a wine tour because he's releasing his book,
dude,
which is
Speedo pick in the middle.
Dude, look at this banana, banana hammock.
Wait. He's on a wine tour to whine about having a big dick.
Yes.
He's on a literal wine tour. Like,
to be fair, his dick's enormous. If that's what's
crazy.
They called him Donkey Dick, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's writing a book called A Long Story, Life with One of the World's Largest Penises, which you can pre-order at biggestpenisbook.com and will come to shelves early next year, late this year. Great bathroom book, I think. But anyway, he's also looked into doing the unthinkable, apparently, undergoing penis reduction surgery in which surgeons put you under and talk about what a moron you are and perform a lobotomy instead of a penis reduction.
So basically, he's complaining that he can't have a relationship with most girls because they just can't handle that big of a dick, right?
I mean, basically what he said is it's the idea of it attracts women, but the practicality of it is just almost impossible.
Right. Basically. He has to find the girl with the biggest vagina in the world in order to like comfortably have sex, right?
Yeah. So
what is the law in England about making claims? Because Wes, did you see the disclaimer at the bottom of his website?
Pat, this one has been weighed and measured and verified.
Willie, do me a favor and read the asterisk if you can see it. If you can't, I'll read it. He felt the need to put this on the bottom of his website. The previous scientific record is 27 centimeters. My official measurement is Independent Urological Journal's 31 centimeters. By measure, it is the world's largest penis, though there are obviously several men who've claimed bigger. The main reason I was marketed as Britain's biggest penis on this morning was that they already had someone who claims to have this record, though has never been allowed for independent verification. So he's concerned some guys will be like, wait a minute. He says he has the biggest penis. Yeah. Oh, I have the biggest penis.
You got to show it. You got to show it.
Can I have a disclaimer?
Yeah. He beat the previous record by 4 centimeters. Good Lord.
You got it verified by the urologist.
He's got to cover your ass about his huge dong at the bottom of his website.
He seems too attached to the big dong, like you're saying, Pat. Like, he's really attached to owning the record. So I don't think he should get the reduction. Because like he's
not
a big
going
part
to
of his identity.
He's never going to.
He loves it.
He's banned from yoga. He's not going to get a reduction. He just wants press.
He's banned from yoga.
That's why I was. That's why the story popped up is because he said that he wore some like baggy shorts and he was. They thought he was erect because his penis is so huge, just flaccid. So they were like, "Get out of here, you freak!"
Sir, that penis is offensive. Please take it out of the yoga studio.
Yeah.
Oh, you noticed it.
Well, that's how they treated Marky Mark in Boogie Nights, right? Like a freak, right? They were like, "Take it out, freak! I want to see it, freak!"
Yeah.
Right. And he was playing John Holmes, essentially, not like technically, but that was supposed to be based on John Holmes' life story.
Yeah. Well, it does happen, like, to be fair, in the locker room culture, like he said, when somebody's got like a dick that hangs down to their knees, people are always like, oh shit, look at that dick, like when they're in the shower room, like, because it's like insane. But it's like a horse cock hanging out, you know?
It's too big to be intimidated by because it's too big. It's not like he's bigger than you. It's like he's bigger than you by 7
right,
times.
It's like comically large.
Cruise
it's like
to the photo section of the website?
No, blow him up.
It's like an oversized cowboy hat.
God.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of Boogie Nights, we got Dirk Diggler in the live chat.
Oh, man, this is problematic.
Dirk. He sits on that thing a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, penis reduction surgery would cost him around $19,000, so he's going to keep his giant penis for now.
Yeah.
But he's just going to go around telling people how hard it is in front of people. He's doing this in front of people that have small penises.
He's like, absolutely no woman could take it, trying to entice them.
On the photo section, he's got a problem, dude. There's not a good thing.
Of course he does.
It's irregular. Yeah, he's like
a serious problem.
He's an anomaly. Yeah, he's a physical
he's
anomaly.
He's like a centaur.
Yeah. So anyway, get his new book. Help him out.
help him out.
Oh shit. Anyway, that's Matt. Guys, this spring the best box you'll open up all month is from Bespoke Post, and their new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collections. The Box of Awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. You know, I got a great box which contain these beautiful glasses A whiskey recipe book, some whiskey, ingredients to make old fashions that I'm going to give to Mark.
That ice cube thing too.
An ice cube thing, yeah, absolutely. But these glasses are phenomenal staying here. They weigh about 3 pounds. Whether you want to drink and eat more awesome, dress and travel more awesome, or explore more awesome, Box of Awesome has you covered this this spring. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products. We're talking 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. It's free to sign up. You can skip a month or cancel any time. Makes a great bachelor party gift, something like that. You can give to your friends. Get a free mystery gift when you with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code HARDFACTOR at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code HARDFACTOR for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. boxofawesome.com, code HARDFACTOR.
It is the best.
Hell yeah.
It's so cool every month. You're always surprised. You
pretty cool.
Forget it's coming, then you're surprised with a sweet.
It's a great business model. Cool.
You're surprised like when Matt drops his pants in front of you for the first time.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprise in a good way. Yeah.
You don't want that in the box. First, I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court case. That'd be tough. Grant's Pass versus Johnson. Then I've got a couple of freaks for you, like Wes had. So we got a couple more freaks coming up. Don't worry. Okay. Grant's Pass. It's like a city or town in Oregon. Very pretty place, it looked like. It looks like they took a case to the courts over homeless people camping or sleeping in tents. You know what I'm talking about. We know about it in Austin. If you're in California or out west, you probably
living permanently outside, I think is how they say it.
Right. In actual like tents, you know, camps.
Camping permanently.
Correct. So they took it because they're sick of the homeless there, and they've started fining homeless people. They don't even allow them to sleep in a blanket. They fine them like $300 for blanket sleeping and tent sleeping, and they took it all the way to like
not Grant's Pass.
Right. People are like, some people are like, whoa, this is fucked up. You can't fine homeless people. But anyways, they took it to the courts, and in a 2-1 decision in the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently, it was ruled that Grant's Pass, by finding homeless people and like trying to like force them out and not sleep outdoors, was implementing a cruel and unusual punishment. And they ruled that involuntary homeless people can sleep wherever they'd like outside. So they ruled against Grant's Pass. Now that was appealed, and now it's all the way to the Supreme Court. So Grant's Pass versus Johnson. Grant's Pass versus Johnson's all the way to the Supreme Court. And what do you think those 6-3 globe-trotting sons of bitches are going to rule?
I saw Gorsuch, his comments, and he is revved up. He wants to go ahead and support Grant's Pass. I could tell that from the tone of his comments.
They said the only chance is if Brett Beer drinking Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett decide to go and make it 5-4. So we need those two, not we. I mean, I don't really care. They need those two. The homeless need those two to rule, switch sides, because the three Democratic or,
well, the Ninth Circuit, really, right? The appeals court that pushed it up. Because if they rule 2-1 and then get outvoted 6-3 by SCOTUS, that looks a little funny.
I heard the early opinion, the first draft. Remember, we've seen that before. Opinions leak. It was in an envelope, and it was just a pair of bootstraps.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to rule pick yourself up by your bootstraps 6-3.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing of all time. This is like, you know how much energy it takes to take something to the Supreme Court? How much money?
Right.
Fix the problem.
They could have built a couple buildings for him. Yeah.
Well, you're going to find
people with no money, put them deeper in the hole.
No.
It's not a problem.
It's not going to do that, Pat. It's just going to push homeless further into the places where they're, because it'll allow local jurisdictions to make it illegal. Some places will never do that. So where the homeless are already hugely, entrenched, more homeless are just going to go there because they can't stay in places where they're going to outlaw it. So
they got to go deeper into welcoming places. Grant's Pass is not going to have them anymore, it looks like, regardless. The Supreme Court also is like, there's a question whether this is even in their jurisdiction. Or if it's more local, like if it's under the federal.
Yeah, I saw they might try to get around like a generic ruling somehow, but I'm not sure if they can. I did see Gorsuch was like fired.
It's a big
up.
Case.
He wants to smack down.
The biggest homeless case in the past decade, some are saying. Anyways, let's get to the freaks. Do you remember we did a story on a guy that breaks down food, I'm pretty sure specifically bread and carbs, into beer inside his own body?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Autoimmune brewery syndrome, right?
Auto brewery syndrome. Yeah. Yeah. ABS. Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy Pubs.
Yeah, exactly. So he gets drunk eating sandwiches. Which,
yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sounds fun. Pretty awesome.
Kind of fun, but seemingly debilitating to these people.
Well, yeah, if you know exactly how to trigger it, you can save some calories, right?
You can never drive home from lunch.
No.
No.
I can't. You're going to have to drive.
I had two sandwiches. You're going to have to drive.
If you're having a bad day at work, though, you can just slam like some rice and then...
Look, I'd like to. I just imagine he smokes it. I'd like to, but, you know, I had communion.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty sure that the guy we covered is the guy I'm about to talk about right now because it's extremely rare. Otherwise, it's just another guy with ABS. A Belgian man was arrested for a DUI, and he was like, "Officer, what the hell? I swear I didn't drink, officer." But in a slurred speech, so it's more like, "What the hell? I swear I didn't, officer, drink."
Officer.
Yeah, officer, chauffeur. And so they hauled his ass to jail, being like, "Yeah, we've heard it all before. You had a couple sandwiches, sure, pal." they arrested him. But they brought the lawyers in. The lawyers got involved. The doctors got involved. And it turns out the drunk Belgian guy wasn't lying. He has ABS.
Yeah, but isn't that like kind of fucking on him, right? Like, isn't it reckless? Like, because if you know you have this thing, what the fuck are you doing behind the wheel, you dumbass?
1,000%,
Pat. He's not allowed to eat some bread. I mean, come on.
He was acquitted. He was acquitted of the DUI, but technically he was still driving impaired.
Sure, but it's tough for somebody with ABS. You got to give him a few passes, right?
True. Anyways, I don't know. They do say that ABS is something you can acquire. Like, it's not, you're like not like born with it. If you have some other intestinal issues, it may just pop up. So fingers crossed.
You know? I'm staying in and eating bread tonight, boys. Yeah.
Save some money and calories. Get that buzz. All right. Next freak and last story I have today is 21-year-old Scarlett Caitlin Wallen. And she's from Rhode Island.
Okay.
Now, I feel bad calling.
Goth vibe.
For sure. Very much so. She's got a puppy. Now, I feel bad calling her and the ABS guy freaks. I'm sure they're lovely people, but their disorders are so rare and I'm such a piece of shit that I'm just going to do it anyway. So,
okay, sure.
This freak, there. Wallen, she has an issue with her vagina. So we covered dicks.
Yeah.
Now we're covering vagina. Yeah. It's constantly in a state of aggressive arousal, painfully so.
She drips.
She should call this segment Yeasty Freaks.
Yeasty Freaks. She's got VBS, vaginal brewery syndrome.
He's like a Mr. Coffee over there.
She's like the female version of this guy who has over 100 orgasms a day.
They put me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital. And on the way there, I had my first 5 orgasms, and they've never stopped.
Dale has been unable to work since the accident and is mostly housebound through fear of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
It's coming.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Oh man.
They happen right there at all times in any situation. They happen when I'm awake. They happen when I'm asleep. They happen in the shower.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Underwear.
I just had 9 rather powerful orgasmic sensations flow through my entire body.
In the middle of the fairway, having 9 orgasms.
Does it take some 10 hours to complete a round?
Yeah.
What hole we through. On?
Play through. I'm having 9 orgasms. Yeah.
Your pants, your shorts, budget's out of control. Your underwear. Yeah. You're changing.
A lot of wet pants. I love that news story. I love that guy.
Is he okay?
No, man. He's not okay. Now, back to Scarlett Wallen. Unlike Dale, who we just saw, Dale slipped the disc and got his issue when he was about 30. Scarlett's had persistent genital arousal disorder since the age of 6. She's a student that is unable to...
Sad.
Yeah, it's actually from birth, you'll find out, but she noticed it at 6. She's a student that is unable to work or study full-time because she's in constant pain. She says, "My vulva is constantly burning. It's like I was naturally aroused, but I didn't want it. There's no pleasure." And she described it as like burning bugs under her skin.
Ooh. Oh, burning bug vagina.
Tough. Fire ant crotch. Tough. She is a redhead, so it's like a real fire crotch.
I get the goth vibe now. You know, that's a lot of pain.
I'd be goth too, yeah.
For sure.
Goth for sure.
She said she started putting like Vapo Rub to numb it and other chemicals.
That's probably not going to help. No.
On her vagina. Well, she said that burn, it's kind of like hitting your thumb with a hammer if your toe hurts.
Double negatives?
Yeah, she said that the burn from chemicals is more like she can deal with it better than the burn from her arousal state. So it's tough.
Does it go away if she comes?
Hot on my jennies. It's a problem.
Yeah, no, there's no going away at all.
It's the worst 24/7.
Yeah. Wes, that's very, very generous of you, that question.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's someone out there that is willing to help.
Reporting for duty, ma'am.
There's got to be somebody who's into that Ben Gay stuff.
I'm the exterminator.
Has anyone just eaten her out for hours on end? Finally, she had to tell her dad when she was like 18. She was embarrassed, but she had to a few years ago because he was rich and she was in so much pain. He had some coins, so he got the good doctors involved, and they found that Wallen was experiencing PGAD alongside other sexual dysfunctions like post-SSRI sexual dysfunction, numbness in the genitals caused by antidepressants. They also found she was suffering from another condition called congenital neuroproliferative vestibulodyna, which means the pelvic nerves are hypersensitive to touch.
So they get her medications changed, so she, you know,
that's just gonna get rid of the numbness, the hypersensitivity.
Finger blast disease.
She's got an autistic vagina.
She's got a weird. She has it all. She's got a fucked up vagina.
That stinks.
Yeah. Eventually, they went to remove some of the sensitive nerve ending in a surgery because they realized they could just remove the hypersensitive stuff. Oh. But she didn't want them to remove it all because they could remove it all, and then she'd be numb for life, but then she wouldn't even feel anything during sex. So she said,
"Let's go." That'd be like the female circumcision, right? That they do
over there in Africa. Yeah.
Exactly. So she said, "Let's do half now and see if that helps." And they said, "Okay." And when they went to go do that, they gave her like a vagina X-ray, whatever they do, and they looked in there, and they found out that she had two vaginas as well, duplicate vaginas, like the guy, like the escort lady that lets the Johns fuck the one vagina, and her boyfriend gets the lesser used one.
She's got a backup.
She's got the double.
Wow. I mean, it's a mess down there.
Double the nerve endings,
Say that again.
That's tough. She's too young for it, but a lot of times that's created by a specific medication that was prescribed in the 1980s.
Double vagina?
Yeah, when women were pregnant, they were prescribed this particular medication. Double utes, double beige.
A lot of men doctors prescribing that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fucked up.
In China, especially.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, boys.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Oh. Anyways, they ended up removing, I guess, her dupe vagina, or at least the...
They sealed it up.
The septate wall, whatever the hell that means. Mm-hmm.
Like now her two vaginas are one.
Yeah, they got like rid of one of the walls. So now maybe, you know, she has a big vagina, and they got rid of half of the numbness. So, you know, get well soon, Scarlett Caitlin Waller.
Let's go. She's got like almost has a fully regular vagina down there.
She's doing a lot better.
Where did the two-car garage or one car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of space now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've run up against a septate wall in your day, Mark.
I always try.
Car crash.
I'm a big bumper guy in bowling, you know what I mean? Right against the wall.
Just give me the pins, Daddy.
Just give me the pins.
It's my move. I go right for the wall. That's my move.
Oh. Make sure you're wearing your seatbelt. Because this crash test dummy's coming for it.
Paint the corners. All right. Next segment, I've got one terrifying story to kick it off with that may help explain some of the SCOTUS stuff going on. But then taking the edge off with some good news for robot butler enthusiasts like myself. Like if you can't wait to have your own robot butler, it's good news out there.
You don't have to wait too long, right? Yeah.
A lot of good news, Mark. A lot of good news. We'll get to it. First up, though, guys, meet Solomon Gilligan from his mugshot
at the
Aurora Police Department in Colorado. Any thoughts on Solomon's appearance?
He looks like a cannibal.
He looks fucking dead, bro. He looks like a zombie.
He looks like... the Pirate of the Caribbean first movie guys, like the
you know, right, like a tribe of people eaters,
like he just spread across. Like human ash all over his face for some ritual,
right. Well, right, is Solomon appears to be missing several teeth and his skin is so dry. Wes, is that ashy skin, or is it something that he rubbed on his face?
I assumed white it was substance. Cocaine.
Maybe he buried his face.
What about
in
the crazy eyes, Will? Crazy jaundice eyes.
Bloodshot, jaundicey.
That's lack of sleep from the cocaine.
Solomon Gilligan. Yeah. So, Gilligan was arrested last Friday for attempting to snatch and kidnap a child at a local elementary school over there in Aurora, Colorado. The 33-year-old formerly transgender? I'm not. Is it like once you are, do you not go back, or do you, is it like, do you stay forever?
No, it's up to you. Like, you can. No, it's up to the person. They can change and not be transgender.
Okay. Okay. So as a 2011,
Caitlyn Jenner is about to do that.
Right. Back on those Facebook post days.
That's what she's saying.
She's getting her. She's getting the penis.
Well, I think she's
going back to Bruce.
She was saying she's going to go back to Bruce, but we'll see. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Well, it's the Olympics this year.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. Summer Olympics makes sense. Trying to get hired. Maybe that's what Solomon Gilligan was thinking. He's thinking, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go switch teams again, and then I'm going to go abduct little kids this summer. That's my form of the Olympics.
Dude, get snatched by a scarier guy. You cannot.
Yep. Terrifying the children.
No, there's no ransom demands that he's asking for, that's for sure.
No
just your body.
It's a race against the clock. Mm-hmm.
Just your physical presence.
I mean, short race. There's no worse mugshot to show a parent whose child has just been abducted than that one. I mean, like,
we've got
there's
a
literally not one word. You could have a clown mugshot and you'd be feeling better if a clown had abducted your child.
Pat, did I mention yet that Solomon's also a convicted sex offender? So that's the parents are also hearing that with the news of that he was at their kid's elementary school. Convicted sex offender as of 2011. With that face, he allegedly walked directly up to multiple kids at Black Forest Hills Elementary in Colorado and even tried to grab one young boy. And then he tripped over his own blanket that he was carrying with him, because, of course, he has his street blankie, lost his grip on the young boy, and then fled the scene running away before the police arrived.
Thank
and that's
God
what happened
away.
At the incident. Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Brave
kid. Can you imagine asking that kid like to describe him? The sketch artist is like, this kid's clearly insane.
The kid said that he had rubbed the chalky stuff all over his face. So they thought it was like makeup-ish, something like that. And then Aurora PD caught up with Solomon Gilligan shortly after the school incident, wandering the streets directly into the wind near the local Walgreens, and they arrested him there. You know,
just camouflage.
Go to the Walgreens.
Yeah, just getting his face a little bit drier. The kids reported, as I said, it was makeup or white powder, cocaine, like Mark suggested, perhaps on his face. Solomon's next court date is set for this Thursday for one count of attempted kidnapping. So.
I'm starting to think it was skull powder.
Yeah, bone dust.
That's what I said. Yeah. It's human ash.
Yeah, right. But not even human ash, like specifically bone.
It's ground an inside up baseball bone. Thing like, to call it. Yeah. Human ash. Yeah. It's very inside baseball.
Right.
Yeah, no. It's a nuance. Solomon would get it. Solomon would appreciate this conversation. Yeah. Solomon may sleep outside.
Your bone's right. Tell you what bone ash or human ash is.
He knows. Scary stuff out there for kids and parents alike. But in good news for kids, parents, and lazy humans like me out there everywhere, the exciting new world of robot butlers is accelerating at a rapid pace. I've been telling you guys that they're the future. And in 2024, that future is rapidly taking shape, hopefully providing us with abundant and affordable robot butlers who can handle laundry, dishes, vacuuming, yard work, watching the kids for short periods of time. You probably can't like do it all the time. That'd probably be like neglect, probably. But then also viciously beating any would-be abductors, stuff like that. Robot butlers, they can do a lot, much more than that. So it's good news, right? You guys excited for robot butlers? Am I the only one?
I'm just thinking about charging them, Will.
Once I can afford it.
I'm just going to sit in a chair. They'll have like a charging
chair.
Charge
my cell phone. They'll
charge themselves.
I'm going to let you get them first. I'm going to let you get the robot first and ask you a lot of questions.
Okay. Good news for robots, though. Okay. Not only did NASA finally reconnect to their Voyager 1 satellite ship out there, that's a space robot butler, basically, for the first time since they accidentally pointed it off course themselves last November, they got it back. So good news. But on top of that, NVIDIA's CEO joins Elon Musk of Tesla and more recently Tim Cook of Apple in saying that robot butlers are indeed the way of the future. Take a listen to NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang recently.
A whole new category of devices for all of us to be building in the near future are going to be humanoid robots. And you could just see that the manufacturing cost of a humanoid robot is likely to be a lot lower than people would expect. Why would it be any more than $10,000 to $20,000? And you buy cars for $10,000 or $20,000. Why can't you have a humanoid robot for $10,000 or $20,000?
We do. You don't.
And that robot will likely be a lot more agile and more versatile.
He's going to have a better robot.
In the world that we designed for humans. Mm-hmm. And so manufacturing lines were designed for humans. Warehouses were designed for humans. A whole bunch of things were designed for humans. And therefore, it's more likely that a human or robot would be productive in that environment. So I love that.
Look how cool this billionaire Asian CEO is in his leather jacket. The fonts. Yeah.
He's kind of sexy in a billionaire.
That's the top. That's like the top three CEOs.
He's so cool.
Robot butlers are the way of the future. Yeah. All right. I'm excited. Let's make it happen. Can't wait to have a robot butler. It's a game changer. It's like that's the next phase of humanity. Robot butler phase. I'm excited.
It will cover yours real quick.
Why is that?
Over under how many years until Will gets killed by his robot butler?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People that are like, I don't want to get a credit card. I don't want my DNA attached to payments, and I don't want the government knowing. Yeah, you're going to get a robot butler in your fucking house from NVIDIA and Google? Okay. Yeah,
sure.
Like they won't all turn on you when there's a global conspiracy.
The
benefits
far are you risks. Jerking off again?
Yeah.
You're worried about the robot butler catching you jerking off?
Can I help?
What about never doing laundry or cleaning, like vacuuming?
Or anything ever again when it's killed you.
Well, I mean, they're going to make them weak enough where it can't kill you in their sleep, hopefully.
Oh, nothing. I thought I heard you shit.
Uh-oh.
Can I wipe?
Just not strong enough to strangle a human neck. I think that's the perfect strength that they're going
for. Murder mode engaged. Run. Run.
That's one experiment I would die for science for. Yeah. I would do it. I would let my robot butler murder me. Although he wouldn't, he or she, whatever they identify as a robot. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Will, but I'm in love with your wife.
Well, if that's the way it's got to go for me to advance humans into the robot butler era, then that's the way it's got to go. But
yeah.
I'd beta test.
He just starts calling you Cuck Will one day. You'll know. Yeah. You'll know what happened. You guys want to hear about puppet murder? Actually, I don't care. We're hearing about the seagull competition in Europe, guys. It's pretty simple. I'm going to play you some videos of some kids making noises like seagulls. And the first one you're going to hear is the champion of the European seagull screeching competition. A 9-year-old boy from Derbyshire, Cooper Wallace.
Great, yeah.
And he sounds a fuck ton like a seagull. Here's Cooper.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, shit.
Not Cooper. Runner up.
That one's really good. I think she gets my vote.
Here's third place.
Oh, that's just no. It's a mockery. It's a mockery. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Why is there a banana hanging from the?
Exactly what I was thinking.
So two kids took it seriously, and then a bunch of adult furries just screamed into a microphone.
Yeah, that was an order of first to fourth, guys, and you see why Cooper won. Okay.
Why is that answering Wes's question?
Why is there a banana hanging from the ceiling? You fucking know why. Human ass.
You see the furries, Wes?
You know why it's there.
You think that's why it's there? Down.
Yeah.
Jeez. At the seagull competition?
All right, you won. Now suck the skin off that banana hanging from the ceiling. Guys,
Cooper scored a remove the kids before that portion of the evening.
Well, they're too short for it. Cooper scored a 92 out of a possible 100 points. That's insane, okay? He got the top prize in the junior category. He was dressed in full gull, and he was asked to impersonate a range of emotions, right? Pretending to be hungry, pretending to be sad seagull. And he was this year's overall winner, beating out the adult winner.
You got to know your seagull. Yeah.
Yeah. Cooper's mom, Lauren, said it was initially annoying when he started doing the seagull impression.
Yeah. Yep.
People would turn around and look for a seagull, she said. But it was just my annoying 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And then they found out this competition existed. And
who hung the banana? This is the wrong prop. The deep-throating banana competition's next weekend.
It's next. They had it at a pub. Yeah, they're right after. Yeah, some
bit early on the banana.
Hey, Jeff, this is the seagull competition. Oh, I'll just hang it, though. I'll just hang it just in case. You never know what happens.
I do think the second place girl had a better seagull, though. That's just my take.
Oh, I don't know. That first kid was perfect.
He's fucking good.
The way she did it was very realistic.
But she didn't have any different noises. She
but
just
her
one
sound was perfect.
She was too confident. You see her flip her hair at the end, like give a look. She was like, "I just won," which she didn't. She got second. Pat, what's the prize?
According to, according
a medal.
To my standards, she's the winner.
You get a medal.
The banana.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
The banana.
That's nice. It. Man. It's just
seagull
the
competitions. We made it through.
That's the show. It. You guys want to hear Action. Cooper one more time?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let me hear her.
Oh, cool. Come on. Oh, here's a girl.
Oh, that's so nice.
The hair flip, cocky little.
She's pretty
shit.
Good.
I thought that was a real seagull right there.
She's pretty good. Anyway, you get out there and you have a great fucking day. See you later.